Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with author Shivani Singh, and she has written a book called Discover Your Dharma, 10 Secrets to Redefine Your Life Purpose Through Effective Journaling. Hello, Shivani.
Hi, Les. Nice to meet you.
Same. Shivani, is this your first book?
It is. It's my first book. It's about discovering your dharma. We all have this age-old myth that when we grow up, whenever that might be, we'll wake up one fine morning, the sun will burst through, and voila, we'll just know our life purpose. We don't have to think about it, we just know. But I always felt like that was pretty random. How come some people know their life purpose, but other people don't? And I felt like I wanted to find those secrets to discovering my life purpose now. And so I decided to go on a journey to India in search of, you know, what is my life purpose? And I used to be an engineer at NASA. And so from high-tech NASA to the solitary foothills of the Himalayas, I was in search of that age-old myth that once tortured my soul. And I realized in all the journeying that your life purpose is really your dharma. And dharma is that ever-evolving, dynamic process of figuring out what to do next from moment to moment.
And it doesn't necessarily mean career. It could be any number of life decisions, correct?
Exactly. So it's your dharma is whatever is that right action to take in this moment. It could be, do you buy this house or not? It could be, do I propose to my girlfriend or not? It can mean, do I sign up for grad school? And it's... we think that life purpose means that one career choice that's going to make us happy, that's going to rock our world. But actually, it could be a number of things, and that's the difference between life purpose and dharma. Dharma is that right action to take right in this moment. And if you take that right action that's right for you, then that's all you have to worry about.
So, Shivani, in the book, are there steps you can practice to discover your dharma?
There is. Thanks, Les, for asking. We go from, washing out the gunk, which is where you're feeling right now. You're feeling frustrated, feeling confused. And through the effective journaling techniques from Secret 1 through 10, you will be able to acquire the clarity and the strength to know what to do next and the strength to know that you can take that right action and know what to do next.
Is your target audience around your age, 29? Is it kids just coming out of college? Is it people who are maybe unhappy with their initial career as they came out of college and are looking to do something else? Who are you trying to put the book in front of?
That's exactly right. You know, the young, savvy, sophisticated urbanite, young professionals looking, we all know that, you know, there isn't that one, what's that something else that, you know, makes our hearts sing, that we don't want to live our lives, you know, stuck in a job that we don't get to be who we are. In discovering our dharma, I hope that through this process that we get to know that we are awesome. We can rock the world. And through the power of these techniques, you can do it now. And the choices you make.
Why did you decide to write this book? Do you have a lot of friends or family members who are going through this right now?
I do, but I think I'm that person. I'm that person that's the mover and shaker, and I didn't just want to, box my life into just one thing. I don't want to be labeled. I want to be that person that, you know, sets the trails and be the next trailblazer. And I know that there's a lot of people out there just like me, all of my friends and family, actually. And we have that power inside of us, but it's hard to find that support. And through the book, there's a systematic structure that you just follow it, and it works every time.
Well, tell me about you. You were an engineer.
Yes.
You are now, are you a full-time author now?
I'm a full-time author. I'm actually founder and CEO of Dharma Express. And through my company, I offer products and services to help people who are amazing and awesome who just want to know what's that next thing to do in their
lives. So you personally wrestled with this dilemma of, I'm not doing exactly what I want to be doing or I should be doing.
Yeah. Yep. So I know what it's like to, you know, be in the corporate world. I've worked at NASA for 3 years. I've been an engineer for 10 years. I know what it's like that you go to the lab every day and you feel like, I want to be that person on the beach outside. And, how do I get there? And how do I, you know, go to work every day feeling pumped up and excited about what I do, and that I know that the work you do is meaningful and has impact in the world. And I wasn't feeling like that. So that's what got me to this feeling of, like, this sense of discontentment that hangs around you wherever you go and you can't get away from it. And, you know, that kind of got me into the journey of researching just amazing people, what they do and how they do it. And I found that through journaling, you can acquire those secrets that people like Picasso and Einstein and Thoreau, Mother Teresa, they all have this in them.
All right, Shivani, I like interviewing authors, okay? But I'm wondering if there's something greater for me. So I want to get a hold of the book. How do I get a hold of the book?
Here's your copy for you, Les.
Well, thank you, Shivani.
No problem.
Would you sign it for me, please?
Of course. And for you hardcore BEA podcast listeners, you can buy a special limited edition that includes a 2-for-1 offer for our Discover Dharma journeys. Just jump on dharmaexpress.com and get your copy of the book, Discover Your Dharma, plus the companion soundtrack today. Just remember, Dharma Express, what do you want to do next?
All right, once again, the book is called Discover Your Dharma, 10 Secrets to Redefine Your Life Purpose Through Effective Journaling. And the author is Shivani Singh. Shivani, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Les. It was nice to meet you.